There you welcome to the news here on Joy 99.7 FM. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, affiliates across the country and worldwide at myjoyonline.com. And it's just 20 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Coming up, the National Democratic Congress Chairman Johnson Esiedun Ketia directs the party's members of parliament to boycott any emergency parliamentary recall, alleging such sessions are intended to push a corrupt agenda.
The MP before him now must acquire recall here. A man is the MP leader of the NC or parliament.
If the MPP initiates another parliamentary recall, no NDC MP will honor it.
And with just 20 days until the general elections, unemployment and strategies to address it have become central themes in the campaign messages of some political parties.
There is really no pause for the problems that we face in this country.
We are guaranteeing every citizen of this country 20,000 Ghana cedis.
Honorable Alan Kodjo Tramontane has brought what we call the Great Transformational Plan.
And later, former Ghana Health Service Director General Professor Ajimabedu Akosa has condemned the recent cholera outbreak, labeling it a stark public health failure that requires immediate and decisive action.
For us, it is a question of leadership, it's a question of professionalism, it's a question of innovation.
Well, plus others. Now let's start from your election headquarters. And the national chairman of the NDC, Johnson Esiedun Ketia, has instructed the party's members of parliament to boycott any emergency recall of parliament, claiming such sessions are aimed at advancing corrupt agendas. Speaking to supporters in the Western region on Saturday, Esiedun Ketia alleged that the 2024 general elections fast approaching, the majority caucus has no genuine justification for reconvening parliament other than to pursue dubious objectives. Johnson Esiedun Ketia calls comes after the Supreme Court on Tuesday, November 12, overturned the decision made by the Speaker to declare four parliamentary seats vacant.
The MP before him now must acquire recall here. A man is the MP leader of the Kora NC or parliament.
If the MPP initiates another parliamentary recall, no NDC MP will honor it. No business before parliament can be described as emergency. Clearly, the MPP wants to pursue a corrupt agenda, and they appear not to be satisfied with the corruption they have pursued in the last 8 years. They want to use the last few weeks left to undertake corrupt activities. And so the judges can say whatever they want, but we will use parliamentary laws to do business. If parliament is undermined, democracy will cease to exist.
And Johnson Esiedun Ketia is the national chairman of the NDC. Now, with just 20 days to the presidential and parliamentary elections, unemployment and strategies to address it have become central themes in the campaigns of some political parties. For the parties, unemployment remains a greater threat to the security of the country and therefore the need to urgently address it. The running mate of the new force, Dr. Marie-Anne Crissier, says the force has a unique plan to fix it.
Moving around the constituencies, their complaints have been the same. Unemployment. The youth are distraught and they see no hope in the future. Mothers are worried their children can't find work. In some of the places we visited in the Ashanti region where Galamse is prevalent, the mothers told us point blank that that's the work available for their children and that they are not going to stop. And we have explained that there is really no cause for the problems that we face in this country. Because the country is endowed with resources. I mean, we have gold, we have cocoa, we have oil, we have arable land, water resources in every region. And this can actually be harnessed with industrialization to create jobs and better the livelihood of the youth. And so there's really no reason, apart from bad leadership and lack of foresight and innovative thinking, and of course corruption that the youth should face, unemployment and the other problems that, that they face.
And are they giving you hope that they will follow what you are asking them?
Yes, I mean, yeah, they are really buying into the message that we are giving them.
Well, the Convention People's Party is promising what it calls the Ghana Bashers to tackle the unemployment challenge in the country. Sylvester Sapon Soprano speaks for the CPP flag bearer.
The CPP wants to tackle the unemployment element, you know, afflicting the youth of this country by the introduction of what we call the Ghana Bashers.
Okay.
Now, under the Ghana Bashers strategy or the Ghana Bashers policy, we are guaranteeing every citizen of this country 20,000 Ghana cedis as your share of the Republic, in a manner of speaking, giving you equity in this country of 20,000 cedis.
Okay.
So that if you say you want to be a hairdresser, we can, you know, make it available to you to facilitate the setting up and creation of your business. However, for instance, if you want to team up with others to create a bigger factory, let's say the Commander factory that President Akufo-Addo and Dr. Bawumia could not translate into jobs, not even one job. See, Ghanaians, you got to pay attention. Dr. Bawumia inherited a $35 million factory, brand new. He couldn't employ even one person in it. And then today, what is he talking about? So staying on point with the Ghana Bashers, we can bring together as many Ghanaian youth that with 20,000 apiece make up the amount necessary. And if they are interested, then we'll let it fly.
The Alan Chemantin Movement for Change is counting on its great transformational plan to create jobs for the youth. Dr. Ramsey Inusa speaks for the movement.
The people of Ghana have been coupled over the years, since the inception of our fourth republic, by the duopoly of the MPP and the NDC that has created a divisive society in our country today, that nothing is going on. Today, as it stands now, youth unemployment is at 1.9 million, right? The cedi is Africa's fourth worst performing currency. Today, businesses are not able to receive some form of credits from the bank because interest rates on loans are quite high. Honorable Alan Kojo-Tramantin has brought what we call the Great Transformational Plan, which is seeking to give us a stable economy that will grow, that will be resilient, and would offer prosperity to all Ghanaians, irrespective of your religious affiliation or your partisan affiliation. Today, development in this country is skewed towards your partisan affiliation and even appraisal systems in our public polities. If you do not have an allegiance to your political party, right, it might not allow you to be able to achieve your goals as a citizen. And that's what we've seen.
For the All People's Convention flag bearer, Dr. Hassan Yayariga, an improvement in the economy will stimulate growth and address unemployment.
You're not making a recycle of NDC and MPP, but you're coming out to give APC Hassan Ayariga the chance to change the country, transform our country, and build this country for the betterment of everyone. With the policies of flat rate of ECT, flat rate of water, free port, DT, okay, a national data system, a national development plan, change of mindset, Ghanaians and Ghana first policy, a nationwide job centers all over the country, turning Ghana into a lockdown to become a production, manufacturing, and industrial hub. An issue of bringing on board the 24-hour economy to turn Ghanaians to work 24 hours around the clock to achieve economic independence. These are the policies that America is proposing. A minimum wage of 150 to 300 Ghana cedis daily, a wage salary, a minimum salary of 5,000 Ghanaian citizens to benefit. An unemployment benefit for those who do not have jobs, housing benefits for civil society and civil engineers and civil workers. These are the policies we have proposed, so many policies that can transform this country.
Well, let's stay a little longer on politics, because the health minister, Bernard Okoboy, has pledged to transform the Techi Community Clinic into an ultra-modern facility, reigniting political tension in the swing constituency of Lejekuku. Whilst Okoboy accuses the NDC of sabotaging the project, the opposition has strongly denied the claim. There's more in this report.
Despite leaning towards NDC presidential candidates, Lejekuku has a reputation for swinging between NDC and MPP parliamentary candidates, making it one of the most unpredictable constituencies in the Greater Accra region. In 2016, NPP's Bernard Okoboy won the seat but narrowly lost to NDC's Benjamin Ayiku in 2020. The two are set to face off again in the December 2024 elections. To gain favor, Bernard Okoboy, recently appointed health minister, has pledged to reconstruct the Teshi Community Clinic into a three-story facility.
In just 12 months, I will raise a three-four-story building, ultra-modern hospital here.
The clinic was recently shut down by some community members, an act Okoboy blames on the local NDC, accusing them of trying to sabotage the project.
They put speakers like this to the town. Okoboy is coming to break down your hospital. This MP is fond of saying things which are not true. If this town votes Dr. Okoboy, it will be the clearest signal to me that they are ready for development.
NDC Constituency Chair Seth Ni Ato has dismissed these accusations.
So it cannot be true that we are against the health and the well-being of our people. We are against any progress of our people. He has told you we, as a political party, went to close the clinic, which we didn't do.
Lejakuku remains a battleground constituency to watch in the December elections. Will voters re-elect Benjamin Ayiku or return to Bernard Okoboy? For Joy News, Michael Ashali.
Away from politics, Professor Ajiman Beduakosa, a former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, has sharply criticized the recent cholera outbreak, calling it a significant public health failure that demands urgent action. The outbreak, which has already claimed lives in affected areas, was confirmed by the Ghana Health Service. Speaking at the 9th Congregation of Ensign Global College in Pon, in the AC region, Professor Akosa attributed the crisis to poor sanitation and weak leadership in enforcing local cleanliness. Carlos Kaloni has more.
Celebrating a decade of contributing to Ghana's public health sector, Ensign Global College has graduated 28 new professionals with master's degrees in public health, equipping them with skills to confront emerging public health challenges head-on. Addressing the press, Professor Ajiman Bedu Akosa, a board member of Ensign Global College and former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, expressed deep concern over the recent cholera outbreak in the country.
For a public health institution, is a disease of major public health significance, and therefore it is. Our duty is to promote cleanliness, good hygienic practices. For us, it is a question of leadership, it's a question of professionalism, it's a question of innovation.
President of Ensign Global College, Professor Stephen Alda, also voiced serious concerns about allegations of expired rice distributed to schools, calling it a major threat to public health progress.
We've watched and seen the issues related to not only expired food, but counterfeit medications, all sorts of things that are going to undermine efforts to keep people healthy and well. Of course, prosperity starts with health. And as a public health institution, it's our commitment to work to do our best to train competent professionals who are going to go out and protect the public's health.
Governing board member Togbe Afede the 14th commended Ensign Global College for its transformative contributions to public health, emphasizing the institution's growing impact in shaping healthier communities.
Carlos Kaloni for that report. And before we go, the biggest news this afternoon is that Joy Prime Bid in Ghana Fair is still ongoing at the Guard Park near the Accra Mall. Today is the last day, and they're giving so much away. Over 80 Ghanaian businesses showcasing Ghanaian creativity and products, including food and clothing, kaftan, political suits, cover. There's an array of Ghanaian designers showcasing the very best of wear. So if you love tilapia, well, this is the place to be this afternoon after church with the entire family. Go out there as you shop through the many things on display. You can have a good meal to go with voter catches there with fresh tilapia. You can buy in bulk, cheaply, or even point and kill, and they'll grade for you right there. There are also electric vehicles on sale. Can you imagine? You can even drive test them. It's got a range of 430 kilometers on a single charge. Also, at the fair is the office of the registrar of companies. So you don't need to now hustle to get your business registration. That you can just register your company at the fair to become the next chief executive officer. Remember, the Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair is still ongoing today. The last day, take advantage of the many things on offer and then have it done. Rush now because all of us are going to be there to have fun. That's it for the news at 12. For more stories, log on to our website, myjoyonline.com.
Joy 99.7.